So it looks like it's about that time. So I'm going to officially welcome everybody to tonight's Platinum Health Products Wednesday Product Education Conference Call. We're lucky to have with us tonight David Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products. He's also an author. His book you may have seen available on Amazon.com. You may have also seen it on our PHPorder.com website. And it's a really awesome book. Some of you may already have copies and have already started to read it. We got a couple hundred first edition, limited edition copies that many of you have already ordered, and we only have a few of those left. So we'll be getting the regular bound edition in about a week. So please place your orders, get your orders in for that, and for a limited time, they still can be signed by David. My name is Amy Sandoval, and I'm another owner and founder of Platinum Health Products, and I usually try to moderate the call for us tonight. And tonight's subject is going to be weight control. We don't call it dieting. We call it weight control because it is all about control. We're controlling ourselves. We're controlling our destiny and our lifestyle. Basically, obesity is such a huge topic. You hear about it on the news almost every single day, whether they're talking about childhood obesity and, you know, we're taking the PE out of school and, you know, kids are eating McDonald's and we wonder why our kids are overweight and lethargic and having all these health problems, you know, or whether we're talking about how children are getting diabetes at such an early age and we just can't understand why. Well, the reason is because America is obese as a nation, and we just make really, really poor choices in our food intake and our lifestyle. And what we want to talk about tonight is how we can start changing some of those things that we do, little by little, making better choices, controlling our own destiny, basically, because we know that obesity is a major risk factor for heart disease, which is a huge killer, probably was the number one killer in America. Obesity leads to greater risk of arthritis. We have a friend that they've been told, you have to lose 100 pounds or you're going to need to knee replacements, but you're too overweight. You cannot withstand the anesthesia. So what's this poor man going to do? You know, he's got some really tough times ahead. Diabetes. Obesity leads to diabetes. Obesity has even been linked to cancer. So this is a serious, serious problem that affects a huge range of people from very small children, you know, on into adulthood. So Dave, welcome to the call. And why don't you just give us a little bit of a background, you know, throw out some more tidbits about obesity, and let's just talk about a common sense approach, what we can do in our daily lives to really combat this and control our weight.
You know, Amy, I want to thank you for that. Was a good introduction and a lot of good information. I think that Americans have been beat over the head with information about obesity. I think people are so aware of it that they're unaware of it. They can't see the forest for the trees. Do you know that, a little funny fact, x-rays don't work anymore.
Why?
People are too heavy. The x-ray doesn't work through so many layers of body fat. So it's really crazy how many things have changed in the world because, not because people are getting taller, but because people are getting wider, and yet we don't have really any improvement in the situation. It's gone, as they say, from bad to worse.
Right.
And the reason why is because diets don't work. We talked about that last week. I hope everybody will listen to the first part of this call, because we talked exactly about why diets don't work. Diets are built around wrong misconceptions and really a desire for short-term solutions to problems that have built up over years. It's like a drug type of mentality. And so what we do, what we have learned, is totally different. You see, I started a pathway of trying to understand how the human body worked at the cellular level, metabolically, not to fight fatness or obesity, but to fight disease, long before obesity was considered a disease. I was worried about cancer. I was worried about heart disease, lung disease, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, those immunosuppressive diseases. emerging viruses. I wanted to make sure that I understand how the human body worked, because I didn't trust that the people who made symptom-suppressing medications really cared about how the body worked. They only cared how to mask symptoms within the body. And so in teaching people a diet that would help them to avoid disease, they got really skinny and really good looking. I mean, they lost weight, their skin cleared up, their hair got shiny, they had brightness in their eyes, energy in their spirit. And what's more attractive than that?
Yeah, exactly.
So the bottom line is, it was I found out how to help people lose weight by accident, because what we learned in a roundabout way is that aging is a disease, that disease is nothing more than a sign that the body has aged, that a lot of things have happened within the body, and this accelerated process of cellular metabolism, which led to disease, is also the accelerated process of cellular metabolism that was exacerbated when someone was heavy. And so the result of getting healthy was getting thin, or at least reaching your ideal size. I know big people who are really healthy because their bodies simply are big, and there is nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely, right. Right. Some people's bone structures are just much larger than others, and they just carry more weight. Obviously, the taller you are, the more weight you're going to carry.
Absolutely. Manny, at 6'8", was very comfortable at 450 pounds.
Right, which seems outrageous for somebody my height, the 5'5", or even
exactly.
6 feet tall, 450 pounds is a bit too much.
So what I'm, and Amy, you and I were talking about it just last night, that some of the best dancers we've ever seen are not skinny little girls, but actually big girls.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in great shape. They may be thick, but they are not excessively fat.
Exactly.
And what we want to do is we want to show people that by regulating and normalizing cells within your body, not only will you get thin, but you will reduce your risk factor for nearly every disease that afflicts humanity today.
Mm-hmm.
A scientific, long-term scientific study published in a major peer-reviewed journal, I believe it was Nature, had a scientist declare that within 50 years, people would be living to be over 100 years by average, but only in one instance, if everybody immediately became vegetarians and ate organic food daily.
Wow. And we're not even, that's not even natural. I eat a very, very clean diet, but I'm not vegetarian. I'm certainly not vegan.
No, I'm just saying that because the reason why, though, is because a primarily plant-based diet, is one that has high nutrient density and low caloric value.
Absolutely, and we talked a lot about that last week. I remember we were talking about the potato chips versus the baby carrots. You eat the potato chips, which is very low nutritional density, and you're still hungry and you're still like going around trying to munch on stuff. You eat the carrots, you're satisfying, you're giving nutrition, you know, to the cells, and you're done. You're not going around looking for something else to satiate those nutritional cravings.
Exactly. Now, the program we're going to talk about, or that we have talked about, the program that we're going to show the success of, we are going to show you dramatic success tonight. We're going to talk about two people who took my advice, who put their life in my hands, who embraced the philosophy that I shared with them and experienced dramatic health, healing, weight loss in their lives. And one of their names is Manny Yarborough. He's a New Jersey native. Another is Jaina Williams. She is a native of Connecticut. And these two people, different ages, different genders, different states, but one thing they had in common was that they both had experienced an explosion in their body weight. And that explosion in body weight was dramatically impacting their ability to live a normal life, and in Manny's instance, to live life, period.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're also going to talk before the call is over. These are two extreme cases. There's a lot of people that have, you know, need an intervention, like Manny and like Jaina. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about those of us that maybe need to lose 5, 10, 20, 30 pounds, but we look in the mirror and, you know, we're fine. We don't really want to consider ourselves obese, but we know that when we go to the doctor, they say, hey, you know, you might want to lose another 5 or you might want to lose 5 or 10 pounds. You know, maybe that backache might go away if you were carrying a little less weight. You know, maybe that arthritis pain, maybe that pain in your knee, you know, maybe that high blood pressure would go down a little bit. Maybe that cholesterol would go down a little bit if you dropped a few pounds. So we're going to talk kind of on one extreme, where maybe you need to lose, where Manny maybe needs to lose 400 pounds and Jaina needs to, you know, lose quite a substantial amount too. And then we're also going to talk about what you can do when you just need to lose 5, 10, or 20 pounds. But let's go ahead and start out. Let's tell everybody, because we've had so many new members and we have so many new people joining the calls all the time, they may not know the whole Manny Tiny Yarbrough story. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Manny and then let's move on to Jaina.
Well, Manny's story is one that many of you might be familiar with. In fact, Manny's story played out in front of America. He was the world amateur sumo wrestling champion. He was on Leno, Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel, Good Morning America. He was on magazine covers. He was on.
He was a semi-celebrity. I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you make it on all those shows, you definitely have, you know, a certain celebrity status. And he was going to go to the U.S. Olympics, and he had a strong probability he was favored to win a gold medal in judo. Now, add that to your World Sumo Wrestling Championship. Add that to being 6'8", very eloquent, handsome, and larger-than-life person. This person was set up for life, right? Especially from the humble beginnings from which he came, by contrast. But a sense of lackadaisical approach in some people's minds, a simple oversight in his own mind, led him to be late for the weigh-in for the Olympics just by seconds in the building, walking toward the center circle, watching the clock tick away, unable to get to the center ring in time because of the crush of people that blocked his way, and being such a big man, he couldn't storm down the middle of an aisle, he certainly would have knocked people over. And,
yeah.
And as a consequence, he was disqualified from participating. Now, one of the greatest trainers in the history of Olympic judo was his trainer, and he was ashamed, a Japanese man ashamed, and he just abandoned Manny. His promoter, one of the greatest promoters at the time in America, was ashamed and abandoned him. His fiancée ashamed and abandoned him. Most of his friends ashamed and abandoned him. So he went back to the humble home in which his parents had raised him, very humble home, and began a process of living on his previous celebrity and consuming food in massive proportions. People would come just to see the way that he could eat 3 or 4 chickens and 2 loaves of bread and 40 eggs and et cetera, et cetera. And he had became, unfortunately, a caricature of the hero he once was. And suddenly, upon getting some symptoms of not feeling well, going to a doctor, found out that he had sleep apnea, diabetes, water on his heart, water in his lungs, severe erosion of his knee, ligaments and joints and cartilage, not to mention high blood pressure, cholesterol, etc. He was a wreck, and he was near death, and they told him, if you do not get gastric bypass surgery,
you'll die.
You are going to die. And so he called a young man named Eric Nice. Eric Nice was a MTV personality who segued his career as a fitness guru. He was the original winner of one of these reality TV shows one of those physical endurance type shows, and then that segued him on to another TV show, which got him a spot on MTV. And eventually, he did his passion. He created a fitness video that became the leading fitness video in America. It was up there with Ty Bo, if you remember that one. And so Manny, knowing of his celebrity and having a common friend, contacted Eric and said, you know, I want you to get me into shape. I want to lose all this weight, and I don't want to have gastric bypass surgery, because I had a friend who had gastric bypass surgery, and he died. So Eric took one look at him and said, this guy can't even get out of a chair and walk across the room, and he wants me to work him out.
How's that going to happen?
Exactly. And so he called me, and he said, Dave, I need your help.
I need an intervention here.
Yeah. And so Amy was kind enough to agree to actually financially underwrite saving Manny's life. We flew him out to the Oasis Retreat, a place that I'm hoping many of you will come out and visit. While there, he was surrounded by nature and also by natural food. And we put him on the program that many of you know about, the Get Tiny program, the 7-step alternating day diet of solid food and liquid foods. And every 2 hours, we inundated his body with nutrient-dense food, either blended food or solid food, nutrient-dense, mostly raw organic food. And it was amazing. Amy will admit to you that she told me, Dave, do not bring him out here without a statement saying that if he dies, it's not your fault or you're crazy. Everybody told me, Dave, you are crazy. Do not do this. This guy's going to die on you, and they're going to hold you liable. There's no way this guy's going to live. Look at him. Just look at him. But I had a different thought in my mind. I thought that I could do it. So I brought him out here. It took 3 seats on the plane we had to buy. Remember, Amy Lynn?
Dave's a little ambitious sometimes, if some of you haven't noticed.
3 seats.
3 seats on the plane.
And I'm going to tell you, and this is the truth, Amy will tell you, we had a $30,000 truck the 6 months of moving Manny around in it. It was ruined. He's a big man. Truck's now somewhere in Mexico.
Right.
Good luck, Jesse. So anyway, that the truth is that we invested a lot of time and money in this man, but the proof is in the pudding. After only 5 months, I sequestered myself up at the ranch with Manny, and every single day militantly provided him with foods. And I'll tell you, in his own words, and he is quoted as saying, he was never hungry. The food was delicious. He had abundant energy and never sat on the toilet so much in his life. I made the last part up, but it is true. And, I mean, we had to install a giant bathtub, tear down walls. We went through a lot, but it was worth it to save this man's life, because truly he is an example now of what can be done. Now, during that time, I've got to tell you, remember, he came up there with sleep apnea, asthma, diabetes, water in his heart, water in his lungs, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, major arthritic pains, and weighing over 800 and up to 850 pounds.
Wow.
And again, everybody knew that I was crazy and this guy was going to die except for me and him. And we took him up there, and Eric was disgusted. He couldn't work out. Eric was there to work the guy out. He had nothing to do. So Eric was relegated to making green smoothies, which is a good job. I thought he'd do it well. But every 2 hours, and you can see the program, he started with organic kamut. He then added some activated barley, a little bit of the carrot juice, and he mixed it all together and drank a huge glass of that, washed down some master aminos, and then lifted a heavy ball over his head as many times as he could. A little bit later, we gave him a smoothie with spirulina and some fresh fruit in it. And every 2 hours, he was having a huge glass of something or a huge plate of salad, watermelon, fruit, nuts. And then at night, he had 3 bean stew or he had cabbage soup. Every other night, he could eat as much as he wanted all night long for 2 hours. He was never hungry, loved the food. He had turkey bacon and free-range eggs. Every other morning, a giant salad with salmon on it in the afternoon, and I mean a massive bowl of salad that you would imagine is like something that would be there literally at a buffet, and that would be there for him. So he was never hungry, and he ate a lot of food. And the results, Amy, as you recall, after the first 2 weeks, I called Amy and I said, Amy, we just came back from the doctor. no signs of his diabetes. His sleep apnea is gone. His high blood pressure is gone. His high cholesterol is gone. His water's out of his lungs. The water's out of his the swelling of his feet. What is that called again?
The edema.
His edema was gone. He was able to start walking, a half a mile a day. He was sitting in the infrared sauna, sweating out, and again, 15 to 25 pounds every single week was shedding off of this man. Average weight loss of over 2 pounds a day.
Wow, this is amazing.
Now, Amy, what do you think was the most amazing part of this story? Because I know what mine was.
I think it was just that he was able to walk, because when we first met him, he was in a scooter and could barely manage on a scooter, which was something that I never experienced in my lifetime, seeing something like that. And by the end...
An 850-pound sled. Remember we had to rent that scooter?
Right, and we had to fib and say he only was 700 pounds or something like that.
It had a maximum capacity of 700.
Yeah, it was crazy.
We didn't fib. We projected into the future.
Okay. So, anyway, to see him walking and walking briskly was probably the most amazing, transformational thing that I saw. It was quite amazing to see that experience.
Well, Manny said that was his favorite part, too. Not that it was his favorite, but his most important part, because his mom went into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time she was in the hospital, he was afraid she was going to die because he couldn't get in there to see her because he couldn't park in the parking lot and then walk across the parking lot and then walk through the hospital.
Wow.
So there was no other way. And so when she was in the hospital, he said every day he visited her twice a day, parked
wow.
in that parking lot and walked in that building all the way across that hospital. And you know how hospitals are, they can be pretty sprawling.
Exactly.
All the way across there. And he said that was the most important thing to him. But you know what, Amy, you know what the most important thing to me was?
What?
Was it at the end, after losing 250 pounds, that his skin on his face, his arms,
right.
his belly, his legs, his hands, his skin was so tight that everybody said he must have had $100,000 worth of plastic surgery.
Right. Yes.
And
where normally you would think you would have saggy, skin everywhere.
Have you seen those shows on TV, Amy, where people go, you know what, when I've got clothes on, everybody's telling me how great it
great
is
that I
have my gastric bypass.
Mm-hmm.
But when I take off my clothes, my husband and anybody who sees me with these clothes off runs, because I'm nothing but empty bags of flesh.
Right. Well, that didn't happen. And the reason that didn't happen is because of the master amino complex, which is amazing at rebuilding and strengthening collagen and connective tissue, so you're not going to have those baggy, saggy skin folds all over.
More importantly, Amy, it equalizes. This is sort of, imagine a whole bunch of balloons, and they're all sitting there, and after time, some of them begin to lose their air inside, so they
right.
begin to shrink up, right?
Right.
And others keep the air inside, so they're big. Well, all those balloons laying on the floor are like your skin cells
mm-hmm.
and the cells that make up your body. And when we lose all that weight, we lose it indiscriminately. Some cells become really small and other cells remain really large, and that creates these huge, dimply, layered, roly, crazy terrain on your body.
Right.
Well, what happens with the master aminos is it is clinically proven. And remember, this is in the physician's desk reference. This is a pharmaceutical-grade product, pure vegetarian, non-soy, perfect protein.
Mm-hmm.
And it regulates intra- and extracellular osmotic pressure, meaning that all cells lose weight simultaneously and the bigger ones lose weight faster until every cell is the same size.
Wow.
And that's the amazing part, is that it regulates intra- and extra osmotic pressure within cells, causing them to shrink and to grow to be equal, and thus Manny's skin. And I believe, I hope Kirsten has it up on the website now, but if not, we'll have it up within 24 to 48 hours, before and after pictures of Manny. We have articles that have been written about this, front page news in magazines, on the cover of the magazine, large 3-page article written about Manny's success. And it truly, truly is amazing what we are able to do with this man's life. And again, we have people who are using this program on their own out while at home and having equally dramatic success.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about Jaina and about Jaina's wonderful. Well, how much weight did Manny actually lose? About when he went back home to live on his own, he had lost over 200 pounds.
Well, when his unofficial weigh-in was around 865 pounds, but we started teaching him about how to eat, and by the time we got the clearance for the official weigh-in, because we wanted to do the weigh-in in front of the cameras for Good Morning America in Times Square, and we did, but because it was the 9/11, post-9/11 thing, you had to get a permit that took about a month and a half before you could get it.
Oh, so he'd already started the program and started losing weight before we could get for the official weigh-in.
And his doctor had given him a diuretic, so he lost about 50 pounds of water weight and about 10 pounds of weight on our food in the 2 to 3 weeks before we were able to do the weigh-in. So he actually weighed in at 817.
Uh-huh.
But by the time we got him up to the ranch, which was about 2 weeks after that, he was back up to around 850.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, when he left the ranch, he was at 608.
Wow. So that's about 250 pounds.
Yeah. I figured 225 to be safe and 250 to, like, really make it sound dramatic.
Mm. Well, either way, it's quite dramatic.
It really is. I mean, Amy, that's two of you and then a little change.
Yeah, definitely. So that's a lot of weight to lose, and think of it in reverse. That's a lot of weight to carry around.
Wow! Imagine how much better your knees feel. Imagine if you're carrying somebody your whole life. Just grab and pick somebody up, and imagine you got to carry them your whole life on your back, and you just walk around with this person on your back. That's Manny literally shed a 250-pound person off of his back.
Exactly, because probably we can relate to this a little bit more, like if we have a dog or a cat or something like that. Like I have a little 11-pound dog, and sometimes I take her out with me on walks, and she gets tired, and I have to carry her. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm huffing and puffing just by adding 11 pounds.
No, Manny lost 25% of his body weight. Amy, that means you would have to be carrying on a 28-pound dog, a 30-pound dog.
Exactly. So, no, I was just saying, like, when we carry our toddler or our grandchild around.
There you go.
It's crazy. And so that's the way, you know, when you set that child down after going up that hill and you're just huffing and puffing, when we lose that weight, it's just going to be where it's like we're just letting go of that, and everything becomes so much easier for our heart and our lungs and, everything to function. So it is something that you have to take a really good hard look in the mirror and say, you know what, I have to do this, whether I'm doing it for vanity purposes, whether I'm doing it for health purposes, do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that this magazine, you know, heard the story. They wrote the article, put us on the cover of the magazine, Manny and myself, and then we, you know, they wrote the article. That was in newsstands. And so one day, they're up in Connecticut. This little girl tells her mom, I really believe that I've got to start losing weight, and I want to know what to do. And her mom says, you know, come down to the health food store with me, Jaina. Let's go down to the health food store and see what they got. They walk into the store. They go, well, let's go over to where this literature is. They look at the magazines, and she sees a picture of Manny. She takes one look at him, and she says, Mama, that looks like me. She's only 8 years old.
Wow.
It's 258 pounds.
Right. Wow.
8 years old, Amy. That's two of you and some change. About what Manny lost. Right. Now, she's a tall girl, no doubt. She's 5'2", but 5'2" is not enough to carry 258 pounds.
No.
So I'm on the radio in New York at the time, and she, you know, sees that in the magazine. So she calls up the radio show, and in her sweet little angelic voice, she says, "Mr. Sandoval," she says, "I was wondering, do you just help celebrity people lose weight, just rich people, or do you help poor people too?" I said, "Honey, you tell me what's going on." And she did. And so I made a deal with her. I said, "I'll tell you what, if you agree that you will come out and spend 2 weeks with me up at this ranch, up at what we call the Oasis Retreat, you come spend 2 weeks with me and I'm going to change your life. We're going to turn this around." So I saw the reports where Jaina had gained between 5 to 6. She gained 25 pounds. Between 6 and 7, she gained 45 pounds. Between 7 and 8, she gained 60 pounds, and that's insane.
Wow.
Well, guess what? In 14 days, 13 days, we had her losing more than a pound a day, every day, and now she's dropping below 200 pounds, shooting 50-plus pounds off of her body, and this has just been a few months, ladies and gentlemen, just a few months.
Yes, she came to the ranch in August, I believe, or September, no, September.
September, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and Jaina did the same program that Manny did, the Liquid Day, Solid Day diet that's on the website, right?
Absolutely, the exact same diet, and she was way more disciplined than Manny. She made her own stuff.
Right, which is great.
She didn't sit around and wait for Eric to make it.
Right. Exactly.
So she took control of herself. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to lie to you. Me and her grandma, we put on the boxing gloves. I mean, we like went into the ring every night because this was about changing an attitude. Her grandma loved her, and her grandmother was smart. But her grandmother was a grandmother. And so when Jaina cried or whined or complained, well, grandmas tend to listen to that. Well, what did she call me? She said, "I was like a drill sergeant." That's what Jaina said, that Dave was like a drill sergeant. What could I say? I'll tell you this much, though, a little story about Jaina. The first day that we went out on that track, because we got a beautiful one-mile running track, it's cross-country, nice soft sand underneath your feet. Well, Jaina, within a few steps, was complaining, "It's hot. I don't like this." Within 100 yards was mumbling under her breath things that I don't want to hear. And then by the time we had gone a quarter mile, she was in full, what do you call it, Amy, a conniption fit?
Right.
And what that is, I just don't know.
Really bad temper tantrum.
So, well, that's exactly what it was. And I looked at her, I said, "Jaina, your mind is strong and your body is strong and your mind is weak." I said, "I'm not going to put up with this. You are going to walk because you are strong and you are smart and you are not a quitter, because quitters never win, but winners never quit." And as we started to walk, she began to sing a hymn from church, beautiful voice of an angel singing, because the words I gave her inspired her to remember the song that she sang in church. And that song rang out through the trees and echoed, and it was a beautiful thing as her and I marched through that track, and she was singing her hymn, and then she'd stop, and she'd say, "My name is Jaina, and Jaina don't quit. Jaina's strong, because winners never quit, and quitters never win." And she would say that like a Marine, marching through the stand, just like a cadence.
Dave was the drill sergeant.
I was definitely singing out the cadence for her. But whenever she'd pause, I'd say, "Okay, we could pause," and she'd start singing those hymns, giving herself that strength. And I'm telling you, by the time we left, she was going 3 miles a day. And that was way better than Manny ever accomplished in 5 months.
Right.
So this girl is on the pathway, because I told her, "Girl, you could be president if you put your mind to it." And her mom, her grandma said, "You know, the doctors say that she's got, you know, hormone problem." I said, "Well, that's okay, because we're going to give her a lot of phytoestrogens."
Right.
She said, "The doctors say that she's got a thyroid problem. I said, that's okay, because we're giving her coconut oil and a lot of seaweed and that best of greens. She says, well, you know, the doctors say that Jane has got this. And I said, you know what the problem is? What Jane has got is an excuse disorder. Now, this girl don't want to make excuses no more, so let's not make any for her. She's ready to take it over. And she did.
And that's what we call this, you know, what we're talking about, control, because weight loss is, it is such a mental thing. You have to really put your mind to it. And the mental part is every bit as challenging as the physical part of
Well, the doctors were giving Jane all types of excuses to fail. They even told her that she's going to steal food.
Right, exactly, which is crazy, in my opinion. But, you know,
I mean, talk about setting somebody up in a defeatist attitude.
Exactly. So what we, you know, want to do is provide positive support, provide your body, you know, nutrients that will, you know, can help you overcome these cravings. And then, of course, everybody has cravings. And a lot of us use food as a crutch. I know I sure did. You know, food made me happy. And it's really difficult to break that mental addiction. But we put together a weight control. We put together a couple things. One of them is a weight control pack, and it has some of the products that Jaina and Manny used, and it also has a product that I use every day, and I absolutely will not be without it, or I get very cranky, and that is the Organic Kamut Blend, and that's a staple we talk about all the time on all these conference calls, that you really have to have green foods as the basis of any nutritional regimen. You really can't do anything unless you're satisfying your body's need for deep green leafy vegetable nutrients on a daily basis. And I know for myself, and I'm sure most of you out there are not going out and eating kale and collards and spinach and broccoli and romaine lettuce three or four times a day. I just know that most of us are not doing that. And so the Organic Kamut Blend is something that you can take two or three tablespoons of, you know, spread out throughout the day. Or if you know you're really busy like me, I just take three or four tablespoons in the morning because I just have a feeling I'm not going to get back to it. And you get that green vegetable nutrition. It helps control the blood sugar. The blood sugar is so important when it comes to weight loss and cravings. And so that is just the foundation for anything, and especially a weight loss regimen. And we recommend that you have your Organic Kamut Blend or your barley or whatever green food you choose to take like 30 minutes before every meal that you eat. And so you take it in the morning, you take it prior to lunch, you take it prior to dinner, and it definitely will satiate some of those nutrient cravings, and you just absolutely won't eat as much. So the first product that we have in the weight control pack is the Organic Kamut Blend. The second product that we put in the pack is the activated barley, because you do need carbohydrates for energy. And some of us have been doing that crazy, you know, no carb thing, you know, because we're allergic to wheat and the wheat makes us gassy and bloated and all that stuff. But you definitely need carbohydrates for energy. And these are very long chain carbohydrates in activated barley that can sustain you for hours and hours. And we have endurance athletes that are using these. We have everyday people, you know, that are making smoothies out of these. And so basically it's going to fill you up and give you that sustained energy at a very low caloric value. So that's just another amazing product that's part of the pack. And then the third product is called Control, and that is a synergistic combination of a few different ingredients that help control the appetite, that help block carbohydrates from turning to fat, help stabilize the blood sugar, as well as boost the metabolism. So that is for the times when you know, maybe your mind isn't quite as strong as you want it to be, and the control will give you that little extra oomph to maybe push away from that dessert, or if you're going to have that dessert, to help block those carbs and let them eliminate out of the body. So we've put that together as what we call a weight control pack. We also have it available as a weight control holiday gift pack, where you get a nice, like, eco-friendly cotton tote bag, and we can put a personalized greeting card in there, and it just makes a really nice gift for someone that may be struggling up and down with different yo-yo kind of diets. Maybe they, you know, they've done the South Beach, they've done the no carb, you know, Atkins, this and that. And this is just a really common sense nutritional approach to losing weight, literally like setting the table to, you know, control the appetite, to satiate the body nutritionally, and ultimately that will lead to weight loss. And while you're doing so, with the kamut and the activated barley, you're going to have tons of energy. And so with this extra energy, it gives you the motivation to maybe get to the gym and exercise. And it's just a, it's almost a snowball effect. You know, when good things start to happen, you feel better, your digestion is better, you have more energy, which motivates you to go to the gym, and it just all starts to snowball. And when you see that weight starting to come off, when you see, you know, those pants are a little bit looser, you can get into your skinny jeans, it's very motivational, and, you know, you're much more likely to stick with it.
I don't have skinny jeans.
Oh, well, most
fellas,
women have a pair of skinny jeans.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Well, all the women on the call do.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank goodness. I'm all for skinny jeans. So, hey, a couple of things. A more serious note. I get a lot of questions. Hey, this master amino acid, you know, I heard that you got to have 19 amino acids, and that's what this other company says. And I thought there were 9 essential amino acids, not just 8 or whatever it might be. Well, I want to answer some of those things. First of all, there are only 9 essential amino acids. That means you need to get them from plant sources. Okay? Essential amino acids are proteins that you could get from meat, but the meat gets them from plants. So it's secondary. But the bottom line is the 9 essential amino acids actually include leucine, isoleucine, valine, threonine, tryptophan, phenylalanine, methionine, lysine, and histidine. And so people look at the this and they go, hey, you know, there are, you know, there's no histidine in there. It doesn't have all the essential amino acids. There's not 19 essential amino acids as a marketing company is telling me I need. The bottom line is every scientific fact proves that there are 9 essential amino acids, and the reason we don't have histidine is because histidine is only essential for kids who are like up to 8 years old. And so we're not recommending a lot of master amino acids for kids under 8 years old, although it is not unusual. But typically from first grade, maybe on is when we tend to recommend it, and that could be 7, 6, 7, 8 years old. And I think that that the histidine is not an issue, really, because the purpose of master aminos, the reason master aminos exist, is because they are scientifically proven to be 99.9% digestible by the body and used in the formation of lean muscle. And when you have lean muscle, you burn more fat. So the master aminos are not part of this pack, but you could always buy that on the side. And there's another thing. There's a lot of amino acid products out there, a lot of protein products out there. Just so that you know, no product is more digestible. In fact, egg protein, pea protein, soy protein, these things are at best 50% digested by the body. The other 50% becomes metabolic waste. With the master aminos, the metabolic waste is less than any other protein source in the world, almost twice as efficient as any other protein source in the world. But the key to losing weight with our products is to saturate the cells with nutrient-dense, low-calorie food, creating a sense of cellular satisfaction. When the cells are satisfied, they stop sending hunger signals to the brain. It then frees up enzymes in your body that begin to burn and eliminate stores of fat because they are no longer necessary. Stores of fat are there because your body is starving. When you fail to give your body nutrients, when you fail to give your body all of the nutrients it needs, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and all of that, then it believes that you're starving. No matter how much food you put into your mouth, if it doesn't contain the nutrients your cells need to metabolically thrive, then your cells tell your brain that you were hungry and you need to eat. So we are the most overfed and malnourished people in the history of this planet because our brains have no choice but to tell us we're starving because we are not giving our cells the nutrients they need to thrive. And that is the story. It's simple, and it is the truth, and nobody wants to hear it because it's easy. When you begin to saturate the cells with metabolically potent foods, raw food, living food, things like the master amino acid, green kamut, activated barley, rice bran solubles with gamma orzinol that helps build
muscle. Coconut oil is amazing.
Coconut oil. Tell the story of coconut oil and how amazing it is at helping people lose weight and how misinformed the world is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure you tell it much better than I do. So,
well, there was a time when coconut oil was literally blackballed. I mean, it was like blacklisted. And they began to sell hydrogenated oils in the form of margarine. And these margarine and butter substitutes were touted as being the healthy alternative to that nasty butter and that nasty coconut oil. But what we learned is that butter is one of the best foods to help feed our brain. It has a fat like that is just phenomenal for brain function and for cell membranes. It's the only dairy product I recommend that isn't a goat product is cow's milk butter, the real stuff. However, coconut oil is even better because butter will make you fat if you eat too much. You have to eat it in moderation, and as you do coconut oil, but coconut oil burns fat. Coconut oil is not a saturated fat. Coconut oil is a semi-saturated fat, what we call a medium-chain triglyceride, not a long chain or a short chain, but a medium-chain triglyceride that literally starts the body burning fat. And here's how it happens. Imagine that there is three points on, let's say that you have three receptor sites or a three-car garage. Or better yet, let's say that you have a triangle. Imagine you draw a triangle, and it's on each point of the triangle is a receptor site for fat. Now, the saturated fat has three fat molecules on there. Boom, boom, boom. That's like what comes in meat and butter and cheese. Saturated fats have three fat molecules all globbed together. A vegetable oil has one fat molecule. On the other two points, there is nothing. So one point of the triangle has a fat molecule. The other two have nothing, and oxygen quickly goes onto those other two receptor sites and oxidizes, rancifies, and ruins the oil. So what they did is they put hydrogen on those two receptor sites so oxygen couldn't link there. And when oxygen couldn't link there, that oil never oxidized. Thus, hydrogenated oil was born. They didn't realize that by not allowing oxygen to link on and break that fat apart, that fat would never be digested. It would become a permanent part of your cellular metabolism unless you had detoxifying foods that could take it out of the body. Now, coconut oil is a beautiful thing because it has two of those points with fat on them, and it leaves one point for oxygen. The thing is, outside of the body, in the air, the oxygen won't rancify that fat because it's outnumbered, two fat molecules to one oxygen. However, when you put it into the body, when metabolic activities happen, that oxygen could quickly split with the use of an enzyme, quickly split that fat, and this starts the body in a fat metabolizing mode. When the body's metabolizing fat, it wants to keep metabolizing fat. Start the fat burning, it keeps burning. It's a little bit like taking kindling to start logs burning.
Right.
The fat in your cells are logs, and the coconut oil is kindling. So, Amy, I'm going to ask you that trick question again. How many fat cells do you think we have in our body?
Oh, we have none.
That's right. There is no such thing as a fat cell, ladies and gentlemen. We have cells, and inside... Go ahead.
No, you too.
Inside of the cells, there are fat deposits. And that's why when some cells get rid of their fat deposits and others don't, we have that funky-looking, dimply, saggy stuff. However, with the use of our foods, the cells lose their fat simultaneously, and thus you have that smooth, tight skin after you've lost weight, which is a beautiful thing. So coconut oil is the fat that burns fat. Master Amino is the protein that builds muscle and burns fat. Green foods, Activated barley, rice bran solubles, mix with that carrot juice, makes a smoothie that will give you abundant energy, alkalize your body, flush away those acids, flush away the hormones in your stomach that tell your mind that you're hungry, and the cells are saturated with nutrients that satisfy them and send signals that you can release the enzymes that will burn that fat. This is how your body works, not by denying it food. When you deny your body food, as we said, your body must store fat because it must resist starvation. Starvation is death. Your body won't let you die. It is too intelligent. If you reduce the amount of food you take in, you will store fat. If you lose a lot of water, which is the way all diets today work, your body cannot burn fat because you're dehydrated. The only way to lose weight is to eat more. Eat more nutrient-dense foods, low-calorie foods. Your body will shed the pounds, and you will look beautiful.
Absolutely. So
I get a little bit excited about this stuff.
Well, it's awesome. You know, I mean, I've changed the way I eat over the last couple of years, and it's just amazing. The way you feel, your resistance to cold and flus, like just, you know, by taking the green food, taking the Master Amino, your body is strong and healthy. Everyone in the office has been sick. Dave and I have managed to not be sick. It's amazing, you know. There's just so many positive changes. Your digestion will improve. Your aches and pains will start to go away. And you just feel better, and who doesn't want to feel better? And when you feel better, you emotionally feel better about yourself. So it's just definitely a win-win-win situation.
You know, I had a gentleman call me, and he said, you know, and I hope this isn't an off-limits subject, but he called me, and he said, you know, I was going to get the Super Male formula, but I thought I wanted to lose a few pounds, right? So I went on the weight loss program. And he says, the amazing thing is, I don't need the Super Male formula now. He says, and I laughed, and I said, yeah, you know, nutrients could do that for you. He says, no. He says, my wife, she's all over me. She loves my new body. She loves the skinny me. She loves the energetic me. She loves the me that gets up at 6 and goes jogging instead of 7 to make a cup of coffee. And I said, wow, that to me was an awesome story. She didn't care. He didn't even lose a few pounds yet, Amy. She just loved the fact that he was alive again.
Exactly.
And to me, that was like awesome. You know, he goes, my love life came back a lot faster than I thought it was going to.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. I'll just save my comments on that subject. But, it's amazing what just a little bit of motivation will do. And like I was saying, it's a snowball effect. You get the momentum going, and you feel good, and you don't want to stop. And it's so much easier to say no and only have one piece of chocolate instead of 10, or eat the whole box. You know, when you get a box of chocolates for Christmas, when you're
or like we do when we have our every month we have like a birthday, you know, celebration for all the people who had their birthday that month. And we put two things out there. We put, like, some chocolate German cake, and then Amy puts a big bowl of berries and a little bit of lightly whipped cream. And, you know, I mean, it's automatic, you know. I mean, you can see where people are drawn. And then all of a sudden people go, you know, okay, I've had the piece of cake. I think I'm going to have these berries and cream. And all of a sudden they're going, wow, this is awesome. And slowly we're getting more berries and cream people and a lot less, you know, smaller pieces of cake.
Smaller pieces of cake,
they
exactly.
Have both, yeah.
Exactly.
So that's awesome. Take that smaller piece of cake and then have a big bowl of berries. That's a step in the right direction, you know. I'm not making fun of them. I think that's awesome.
No, me too. So we're running out of time here. I want to encourage everybody to go on to the phporder.com website. If you click on weight control, you'll see the weight loss battle plan. You'll see a little tidbit of information about all the products that Manny and Jaina used. You'll also find the 7-step rotation diet. You can download that. You can print it out for yourself, the alternating solid and liquid food days. Also, a little blurb of what, you know, maybe if you don't need to have that much dramatic weight loss, you know, how you can use the products when you are trying to lose 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds, something
like that.
Well,
I want to put out an invitation. If you want to come and spend a few days with me up at the Oasis Retreat, I want to invite you to come out in our January event. We've got 10 rooms left, 10 slots left for the January event, And I guarantee you, if you spend 4 days up there with me, I am going to start your engine. We're going to begin to burn those pounds. You're going to go home and you're going to have a success story. In fact, if you know you're going to come up there, I will get you started. I will coach you prior to coming up there, put you on a program. And remember, when you get up there, your supplements are free, your food is free, the entertainment is free, the room is free, the classes are free. I mean, it's all included in the price. I don't mean it's free, but it's all included in the price, and it's a very low price. We have an introductory 25% discount off of that very low price. People are taking advantage of it. In January, I've got 10 slots open. I would love for 10 of you to call us tomorrow and commit to coming out there with double occupancy. It's as low as $600 and something, plus you got to get yourself there. That is phenomenal compared to any other type of camp like that you'll ever see. So I want to see you out there. I want you to come and spend some time with us. We will be there, and we will be hoping to see many of you there. We're having an event every single month. We've already got dates for January, February, March, and April. We've got people, some people are booked in April already. We've got, but it's a January event. I want to fill up. I want to make sure that we have a fantastic opening event. It will be the inaugural domestic event. We've already had an international event there. It was fantastic. There will be just a fantastic time had by everybody. So please, if you're interested, I would like to see you there. If you need to weight loss, detox, if you simply want to learn secrets to living a long life free from disease, give us a call, because, again, this is something that is that we have taken years to prepare, and now that it's open, I can't wait to see you there.
Yeah, check that out on the website, too. There's a flyer. You can click on the Oasis Retreat box and read a little bit more about it and see some pictures there. So I encourage everybody to do that. Also, again, go to the website, phporder.com. You can check out the holiday gift packs. They do make awesome, awesome Christmas gifts. The book makes an awesome stocking stuffer or Christmas gift. And for still a limited time, Dave will be signing copies of the book, which is really awesome. And that's called the Green Foods Bible. It tells you everything you need to know about wheatgrass, barleygrass, kamut, spirulina, chlorella, and much, much more in the world of green foods. So that's a really cool thing. And again, consider the holiday gift packs. You know, some people are like, oh, I can't insult somebody and tell them they need to lose weight. But you know what? It's a gift of love. You know, I've seen my friends struggle up and down with diets and things, and I think that they would be really appreciative of really high quality, awesome products that are going to give them energy, endurance, and give them that the power to overcome their weight challenges. Also, there's a stress reduction holiday gift pack. Who isn't under stress at this time of year? A digestion holiday gift pack. Again, with all the, you know, different food that we're presented with at parties and family get-togethers and stuff, you know, you can't tell grandma, oh, I can't eat that, or she has her feelings very hurt. My grandmother still tells me for 13 years, Amy, I can't believe you don't eat ham. Ham was your favorite thing when you were a little girl. You know, so we go over this every year. But, you know, I put
that away. Isn't what she says. She says, is that Dave still not letting you eat ham?
Well, whatever. So you know what? I don't say no to the candied sweet potatoes. I say no to the ham. But, you know, it causes a little bit of indigestion at the end of the meal. So the digestion holiday gift pack is awesome, too, and as well as an immune-boosting holiday gift pack. It's cold and flu time of year, and this is just a great way to get yourself ready, boost your immune system so you don't, you know, come down with something during this holiday time period. And with every one of the holiday gift packs, you get the free Platinum Health products, the cotton eco-friendly tote bag that you can take to the grocery store so you don't have to use the paper or plastic. So check out the website. Check those gift packs out for yourself and for your friends and family. And I think that's it. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Or did you just do that?
I did.
Okay, great. So if we have any questions, we have about 5 to 7 minutes that we can take a couple questions. So if anybody has one, just shout it out.
Maybe I didn't.
No, I hear some people.
Hello, Dave.
Hi. Hi, what's your question?
Well, my question is not about loss, but I have a couple of people I ran into who were interested in how to maintain a healthy weight while eating healthy. One person in particular has a kind of a no meat, fish only, vegetables, trying to eliminate bread and sweets diet. And they find that they're on the go a lot, a very stressful job, wake up early, and they find it hard to get nutritious meals in, especially with the healthy type of diet. So they're looking for suggestions to maintain a good weight because they find they're losing weight.
I understand completely. Here's what I want them to do. I want them to have things like avocados. I want them to have things like raw honey. I want them to have things like bananas. And I want them to have activated barley while they're having those things. I want them to use the master aminos, because master aminos keep the muscles thick. The other thing I want them to do is I want them, if they're willing to, if they will have one glass of whole goat's milk a day or a serving of goat milk cheese a day. This is one of the best things for keeping the collagen thick and you don't want to be real skinny. You want to have meat on your bones, but you don't want to be overweight either. And so what I help people do who are too thin is I've been giving them a diet that'll help them to just not be too thin. They don't want to be fat. You just want to be thicker, and these are good foods to have. Like I said, avocados, raw honey, bananas, activated barley, master aminos, goat milk or sheep milk, and these are whole goat milk or whole sheep milk raw, 1 to 3 glasses a day, and I guarantee you will see a change immediately in your skin. And don't forget that if you have things that you really enjoy eating, eat them in smaller portions, like nuts and seeds and grains, the fatty foods, but those foods are going to help you gain healthy weight as well. So don't forget about things like flaxseed and all of the nuts, not necessarily peanuts because they're roasted, but almonds and all those foods, they're actually very, very good for you. They've got a lot of good fats in them, and they keep you from gaining fat, but they do keep your body nice and strong and thick.
All right, thanks a lot.
Awesome.
No problem.
Thanks for the question. Do we have any other questions out there tonight?
Yes.
Go ahead.
When you take the Kummet blend and the activated barley, can you take them together in the same drink?
Absolutely.
Can you then drop the control pills and the amino acids at the same time as well?
I don't think you need the control if you've just done that, because it will do the exact same thing as the control, but absolutely you could take the master aminos. And then you take the control with a small glass of greens, let's say, before you go out to dinner, and that's going to help you have a much smaller dinner and help that dinner digest a lot better.
Oh, I see. Okay. And if you want to get your flax in, can you sort of put flaxseed in there as well after you've kind of, when you put it in the coffee thing? Grind it.
Absolutely.
If you grind your flax seed.
You absolutely could add. I like to take some flax, ground flax, some activated barley, some rice bran solubles, and some coconut oil. You mix all that together, and that is absolutely delicious. It tastes like peanut butter. It's amazing. And it makes a wonderful little spread. You could, mix it together with put it on things. It's really, really good stuff. So yeah, mix all that together.
Okay, and in the drink with the Kummet blend.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Just make sure you're using a blender.
Yeah, right. Okay, good. Okay, thank you.
You wouldn't believe the superfood combinations that people put together. And, for the most part, they're very, very compatible. The only thing you don't want to do is mix the fruit and vegetable products. But the grains could be mixed with the grain products could be mixed with all the greens.
Oh, so if I have pure virgin baby coconut oil, coconut juice. Can I use it with the Kummet blend and the activated blend?
Oh, that is such an awesome combination. I would just, for me, I would just mix that with the Kummet blend and have that alone, because I do that and it is delicious. Remember that we're talking about the young baby coconuts, not just coconut milk. We're talking about coconut water, for those of you who are listening. There's a big difference between coconut water and coconut milk, and fool yourself.
It's a different thing, really. sometimes real estate, sometimes a whole bunch of different stuff.
Star 6, if you're holding a conversation in the background, please. And does anybody else have a question?
I can repeat the time. No, I can repeat the time. Okay.
Can we... Yeah, if you have some background noise in your area, if you could hit star 6 so we could hear the questions, that would be awesome. We'd really appreciate that. So do we have any other questions out there tonight?
Dave, which high-quality whole grain bread you referred last time for the people that wants to gain weight, which one do you think is that, is Ezekiel or manna bread?
I use both Ezekiel and manna, but a lot of times I just go and I use rye bread, a dark rye bread.
Yeah.
And I also like I like pumpernickel bread.
Okay.
I like things, I like sometimes brown rice flour bread. All of those are good, because some people don't like having so much gluten and so many carbohydrates. So I think that, always go for some exotics like quinoa, amaranth, spelt if you can, kamut, pumpernickel, rye. I think that those are really good. And the main thing is, look for added sugar. Breads are notorious for added sugar. The added sugar is way worse than the carbohydrate. That's the problem. The carbohydrate combined with that added sugar causes a hypoglycemic spike. So even if it's a whole grain, look out for that added sugar, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions tonight before we have to go? We have time for one more question.
Oh, I already asked one, but Dave, I heard you say that you shouldn't mix fruit and vegetables. I make a fruit smoothie, and I usually add one of the three greens that you have, either the spirulina and the kamut, polygrass. You shouldn't mix the greens
Here's the thing. Only the best green, that's a great question. The greens that I want you to mix with fruits are spirulina and chlorella. Those are okay. The reason why is because they're digested really slowly in the lower GI after the fruit's already been digested. They're not going to ferment. See, spirulina and chlorella won't ferment. Other foods will ferment when you mix them with fruit. Okay? So you really don't want to use fruit and greens too often, although I do it once in a while. I'll be honest with you, I throw a banana in a smoothie with my greens once in a while, but it's just once in a while. Most of the time I have them on the alkaline side and without any fruit. But when I do make a fruit smoothie, it's with spirulina and chlorella and not with the grasses, just because it's ideal that way.
Okay. I guess maybe I got a little gas or something. I don't know. It hasn't really been bothering me.
Yeah, no, well, again, it's more that the fruit also digests very quickly, which is cool. And sometimes that might, inhibit the absorption of some of the greens. But ideally, if you have an empty stomach, if you have a really empty stomach, mixing our vegetable and fruit products together isn't going to be that bad. But if you have food in your stomach and the ferment and you combine poorly, then it could be a lot worse. So ideally, you don't want to do it. But it isn't the end of the world by any means.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
That also apply for AFA algae?
AFA algae would also be okay to mix with fruit. The algae have cell walls that make them digest differently. The fruit will digest faster, and it will basically be out of the system by the time the algae are being digested. However, when you mix our green kamut powders, those don't have any fibers. They don't have any cell walls left. So they'll digest just as quickly as the fruit, and now your body's going to have to decide, what does it want to have, the fruit or the vegetable? And I don't think you should make your body decide that, because it has a difficult time absorbing primarily protein and carbohydrate foods at the same time, primarily protein foods at the same time as it does primarily carbohydrate foods. And vegetables are primarily protein as seen by the body, and fruits are primarily carbohydrate as seen by the body. So that's the reason why.
Then why is it okay then to have the coconut?
Because the coconut water is completely different.
Okay.
It's not a fruit, I guess.
Yeah, the coconut's not a fruit.
Okay.
Not in that sense.
All right.
It's a nut, right?
It is a nut.
Right.
It's a nut. Oh, that's right. Okay.
It's a seed, actually, just to be completely, yeah.
One big
seed. It's a big seed, but it is a seed.
A huge seed, yeah, exactly. It's funny to think of it that way, but yeah. Well, we are running out of time here, so I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. on the
remember to pass this information on to your friends if you think they could use it, because Amy is about to tell you the best way to do that.
Right. If you like this information, you want to share it, you can access it in the morning, starting early in the morning on the replay line by calling 212-461-8911. Again, that number is 212-461-8911. The call will be available in the back office starting in the morning, and if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link so you can listen to it right there on your computer, or forward that directly on to friends and family and loved ones who may benefit from this call. So thank you, Dave, so much for taking time out to be with us tonight, and thank you, everybody, for taking time out of your busy schedules, and we really appreciate it, and we will see you same time, same place next week.
Absolutely, and I do want to let people know that my radio show is now off the air, and it could only be heard the same way that this conference call is heard. It is live on Thursdays Eastern Time between 1 and 2 at this same number, but the replay line, and they will play for 1 full week, for that question and answer, it is strictly question and answer. The entire hour is nothing more than the questions that we get from you answered live. And it is 212-990-6260. And you could listen 24/7. And it is strictly, basically, Ask Dave, I guess should be the name of the show. But we call it the Health Discovery Show. And if you would like to tune in for some of that advice, feel free to do so.
Great. Well, thanks again, everybody. And you have a wonderful week. And we hope to have you back next week with us.
And I hope to see you at the Oasis soon. God bless everybody.
Great. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you,
Amy.
Great job tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.